Hello everyone, and welcome to the August edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. I'm Alison Aplin, and I'm joined today by our readers Dorothy Sneesby, Sam Elmhurst, James McGarry, and Neil Haverson. Tim Edwards is here to record our every word, and you'll also be hearing from David Clayton in a short while. Well, August is definitely the height of summer in my book, and this issue of Let's Talk definitely reflects that, with visits to the seaside and to the circus, as well as a celebration of everyone's favourite seaside food, fish and chips. Angie Kennedy, joint editor of Let's Talk, will kick us off with this particularly holiday-themed edition. Welcome, Angie.
As I sat typing away, wondering how to welcome you all to this August issue of Let's Talk, the sun was shining and the month of August was just around the corner. August means just one thing to most people, holidays, and I'm sure many of you will be thinking along the same lines. Or perhaps, as we are mostly a little older, perhaps we're dodging August for our holidays because the month really means school holidays. I expect most of us look back fondly to the Augusts and school holidays that we all enjoyed many years ago. And of course, it was all so different then. If you are of a similar age to me, then I guess there was no chance when you were on your school holidays of jumping onto an aeroplane and jetting off to a sun-kissed beach far away in warmer countries. I certainly didn't go abroad until I was well into my 20s. Holidays then were simpler and much more straightforward, weren't they? My first was a reward for passing the 11 plus examination. Mum, Dad and I went off to Great Yarmouth to spend a week in a caravan at South Deans, which we had rented from a woman who lived in nearby Acle. We didn't have a car, so we had to get a friend to give us a lift from our home in the middle of the countryside to the nearest town, where we then caught a bus leaving at 9 a.m. It called everywhere from our starting point in Cambridgeshire, all the way to Great Yarmouth, where we arrived at about 3 p.m. Then it was onto one of those famous blue double-deckers from the bus station to South Deans, where we finally found our new home from the week. I remember that week so well. A day at the races, an evening at a show at the ABC Theatre, where I think top of the bill were Jimmy Clitheroe and Ruby Murray, before she became a food item. Days were spent kicking a ball about on the beach, and then there were trips to the pleasure beach, fish and chip suppers, daytime Mr. Whippies with a flake. I wonder if youngsters still enjoy spending such a week now. The holiday resorts along our Norfolk and Suffolk coastline certainly seem to be full of families having fun this year. The school holidays were a time to build and store away family memories, whether about weeks away from home or about the way time was spent at home when the daily going to school routine was on hold. In my village, the public green space took a battering as hour after hour of football or cricket was played. It was a chance to be Jeff Hurst or Bobby Charlton or Ted Dexter or Alan Knott. And in the evenings, you were allowed to stay up late, perhaps to watch Take Your Pick or Opportunity Knocks. Hopefully, whatever you or your family get up to on holiday this summer, more memories will be made. In this month's issue, there are plenty of holiday-flavoured features to rekindle those memories, including a look back at Butlins. Did you ever spend a week with the famous Redcoats at Skeggy or further afield? If you are taking a trip this year, don't forget to pop Let's Talk in your suitcase.
Thank you very much, Angie. You've certainly put us in a summery frame of mind.